Item number 10, please.
Number 10 is from the Corporation Council requesting authorization to amend Section 20124, subsection 82 of the Maquoketa County Code of General Ordinances as it pertains to the Maquoketa County Deputy Sheriff's Association's representation membership on the pension board. This was also referred to the Pension Study Commission, which this morning laid this item over, right?
No, ma'am.
No, they did not. I'm sorry.
We voted approval 4-0.
Thank you very much.
To approve 4-0. Deputy Corporation Counsel Grady.
Mr. Chairman, supervisors, this is in front of you because during the collective bargaining process with the Deputy Sheriff's Association that led to the 2009-2012 contract, the county and the union agreed to this provision or the substance of this provision. So the collective bargaining agreement contains language that the county will add a Deputy Sheriff's Association member to the pension board as soon as reasonably practicable. The ordinance amendment to do that is now before you. This ordinance amendment, let me back up, just for your background, the pension board is comprised of 9 members currently, 3 appointed by the county executive, 2 appointed by the county board chair, both subject to confirmation by the board, 1 retiree elected from among the retirees, and 3 employees elected from among the employees. This would add a 10th member to the pension board. Ordinance amendment provides that the Deputy Sheriff's Association Executive Board will select that member from among their membership. My understanding is that's what was negotiated at the time. The member has to be an active deputy sheriff. It cannot be a retired deputy sheriff or a former deputy sheriff. It has to be an active deputy sheriff and is subject to all the other term limits and qualifications that are subject to the other employee members. The only other qualification here is that, and this I added subject to your approval, is that because the Deputy Sheriff's Association will have this representative for their 200 or 300 members, it seemed to me to make sense that those deputy sheriffs then will not be eligible to vote in the elections for the other active employee seats. And so that provision is in the ordinance in front of you.
Thank you, Ms. Grady. Supervisor Jersey.
Mr. Grady, what happens when there's a 5-5 vote on this panel?
Same thing that happens here at the county board if there's a 9-9 vote.
So it fails?
It fails.
And therefore there's no recommendation. I assume these matters are then decided by the Board of Supervisors without a recommendation?
I'm sorry, I'm not sure which matters.
Well, what is the purpose of the pension
commission?
Well,
Commission.
Mr. Chairman, the supervisor, the pension board manages the investments. They make decisions by motion on hiring managers, firing managers, moving money among the investments. They make decisions to recommend the county contribution based on the actuary's advice. They have an opportunity to comment on changes in pension benefits proposed by the county board and make an official comment.
That's kind of what I was getting at. I'm not talking about the management of funds and so on, but with regard to matters that would change pension plans, a tie vote then basically is no opinion coming forward to what the county board might then act.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, yes. For example, the backdrop proposal that's on your agenda will have to be considered by the pension board. If we don't have a full membership right now, but if we did and there was a 5-5 vote to either make a comment or not make a comment, it would come to you without comment, which is allowable, but that's how it would come to you.
Now, this agreement was negotiated with the Sheriff Deputies Association. What would happen if this board failed to approve this?
I think the question is probably more proper to address to Mr. Felber, but I assume that there would be some litigation, some prohibited practice or failure to bargain in good faith complaint filed.
So this board already approved the contract?
Yes, the contract is.
They have vested rights under that contract?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, yes, the contract was approved in, I believe, November of last year.
So basically we have to follow through on what we've already stated.
Yes, I believe you have to follow through on this. It doesn't prevent you now or sometime in the future from making other changes to the membership of the pension board. That's always your prerogative, but you must add a deputy sheriff member.
Move approval.
Supervisor Jerzyk moves approval. Mr. Hare, did you want to
briefly
embellish?
Mr. Chairman, decade ago, there were some very specific concerns at that time about the, well, a lot of the issues with regard to the pension board's configuration. And I would suggest that this very last comment that Mr. Grady made that Supervisor Jersey followed up on should be something that you, as supervisor, should be interested in pursuing. I'd be happy to work with them and develop it something that would perhaps provide another alternative to what's before you today. Although I would agree that what's before you today, you don't have a lot of choice.
Is appropriately before us. Mr. Felber.
Morning, Mr. Chairman. Morning, supervisors. Just a brief comment on Corporation Counsel Mark Grady's comment. We do not know about the added part where he added in where that we would not vote for the other three positions. That is new to me as of today. I will tell you on the behalf of the MDSA, I do not disapprove of that. We're fine with that. On the question from Supervisor Jersey's question, I would hope that we wouldn't get to that part of it. It was in good faith. I think it was not, won't be a big problem on my end. We would discuss things before we litigate, but we would sit down with you and discuss it. But as far as the amendment or the add-on from Corporation Counsel Mark Gray, we do not disagree with it. We will accept it that since we have a member on, we don't vote for the other three current employees for Milwaukee County.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to just have the record reflect my questions were asked in good faith as well. I'd just like to know all the alternatives.
Yeah, I agree. I didn't think of that because I didn't think it would come to that, but
good.
I can't answer for things that don't happen yet, and hopefully it doesn't. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. We have a motion for approval for this particular item. And Mr. Felber has spoken. Someone else wanted to say something? Okay, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
On approval, Supervisors Haas.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Jersey.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Alexander.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Cullen.
Aye.
And Mr. Chair.
Aye.
Motion approved, 8-0.
Thank you very much.